The CDC says racism is a serious public health threat. Pfizer asks the FDA to clear its COVID vaccine for kids 12 and older. And Microsoft is acquiring speech recognition company Nuance Communications. It's all coming up on today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, April 13th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or review. It helps other listeners find the show. Pfizer and BioNTech are asking the Food and Drug Administration to expand emergency approval for its coronavirus vaccine for adolescents 12 and older. The FDA is currently allowing emergency use of the vaccine for people 16 and older. The company tested its vaccine in over 2,000 kids aged 12 to 15 and found that none of the kids who received it developed symptomatic COVID infections. If approved, the Pfizer shot would be the first available to adolescents. Other vaccine makers are actively testing their shots in younger children, and Moderna is already testing in babies as young as 6 months. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the review process for Pfizer's requested age expansion is expected to take a few weeks. Aside from protecting kids from getting sick, the vaccine timing is important for school reopenings in the fall. And emergency physician and professor at the George Washington University's Milken School of Public Health, Dr. Lena Wen, told CNN it's a big step to help move the country closer to herd immunity.
Kids and young people constitute a large percentage of our population. So it's going to be really difficult for us to reach herd immunity unless children are not also vaccinated. Again, making sure that the vaccines that we give, of course, are safe and effective. But if we cannot do that, it will be very difficult for us to get to the end of this COVID nightmare.
Part of the challenge in reaching herd immunity is that a sizable portion of U.S. adults are hesitant to get the vaccine. One March survey by NPR estimates that a quarter of adults don't want the vaccine, and there are some signs of slowing demand. While on average, states have administered about 80% of the vaccines they've received from the federal government, demand for vaccine varies across the country. According to the New York Times vaccine tracker, in blue states like New Hampshire, 98% of vaccines have been administered, while in Alabama, 64% have been administered. Microsoft announced plans on Monday to acquire speech recognition company Nuance Communications for $16 billion. This marks another move by Microsoft to push further into the healthcare sector. Nuance's tools, like Dragon Software, are used by more than three-quarters of hospitals and more than half of physicians nationwide. The company's speech recognition tool has been around for a long time and was the basis for Apple's Siri. Over the last 2 years, Microsoft has been getting deeper into healthcare to compete with Amazon, Apple, and Google in the world of cloud-based data aggregation for both storage and to utilize the data for machine learning and artificial intelligence to improve diagnostics and patient care. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella was on CNBC Monday.
Not only will we be able to serve all the providers with everything we do in Microsoft 365, Dynamics 365 Azure, but Nuance will be able to help us deliver these AI-first solutions for doctors and radiologists and overall clinical decision support in partnership with the rest of the ecosystem.
Microsoft has positioned its healthcare software and products as solutions for providers and health systems, not as a disruptor that's going to replace or upend the traditional business model, as Amazon has. Amazon's recent activities have included launching its own telehealth service and developing its own at-home COVID-19 test. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has formally declared racism a serious threat to public health. In addition to disproportionately affecting people of color, the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated many long-standing health disparities. People of color have higher rates of chronic diseases like asthma, diabetes, and high blood pressure, and Black Americans' life expectancy is 4 years lower than white Americans. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said in a statement, quote, "Over generations, these structural inequities have resulted in stark racial and ethnic health disparities that are severe, far-reaching, and unacceptable," unquote. The CDC is continuing to study the impacts of systemic racism. It's also looking inward to make the agency more inclusive and is making public health investments in communities disproportionately impacted by COVID. The Biden administration has been making equity a key part of the country's vaccine rollout and has partnered with community health centers to help reach underserved populations. Public health experts say the announcement is a big first step, but they're watching to see what actions follow. The CDC's declaration follows one made by the American Medical Association last year at its annual meeting. The AMA voted to take actions to confront racism, including acknowledging harm and bias in medical research and healthcare. Then, last month, JAMA's editor-in-chief was put on administrative leave after controversial comments about structural racism in medicine were made on one of the organization's podcasts. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, after the announcement that Microsoft is acquiring speech recognition software company Nuance Communications, shares of Nuance Communications were trading up just shy of 16%, and Microsoft was trading up 0.02% at the close of the market Monday. The broader healthcare sector was down 0.05%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.